Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Protests near Minneapolis. After officer-involved fatal shooting, we have the story.
A man is dead after a shooting in East Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Wichita Police Department is asking for help finding a missing 14-year-old girl. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 83 for the high in Wichita. A cold front has since moved through, and today will be about 20 degrees cooler. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Police confronted protesters outside Minneapolis in the city of Brooklyn Center Sunday night after a fatal officer-involved shooting. Fox's Jackie Ibanez reports.
Demonstrators have gathered to protest the fatal shooting of a black man by an officer during a traffic stop Sunday afternoon. The driver had been pulled over for a violation. That's when police learned there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest. Police say the suspect then got back in his car and tried to get away. That's when he was shot by an officer. He hit another vehicle while driving off and eventually died at the scene. Since the killing, a crowd gathering and police have used tear gas and flashbangs on the crowd.
The incident happened with the trial of Derek Chauvin continuing in bordering Minneapolis about 10 miles away.
Today marks the start of week three in that murder trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused in George Floyd's death.
Testimony continues in Derek Chauvin's murder trial following last week's focus on behalf of the state on use of force versus training and cause of George Floyd's death.
In my opinion, The law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take by virtue of those heart conditions.
Dr. Andrew Baker performed Floyd's autopsy, saying that he had a bad heart, also testifying that he's ruled death's overdoses for far less than the meth and fentanyl that Floyd had in his system. Two other medical experts have testified that Floyd died from Derek Chauvin's knee to the neck and back. The defense says drugs and Floyd's medical condition were the cause. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
One man is dead, three others injured, this after a shooting in East Wichita.
It happened around 3 a.m. Sunday near 2nd and Batten. When officers arrived, they found shell casings in the street and signs of a disturbance. They found a man, believed to be in his 20s, dead in the backyard of the residence, which has been used recently as an Airbnb. Three people showed up at an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Wichita police have not talked to the victims yet, but say that the incident is not random. In the past few months, police say they have received several calls about parties there and are looking to address the ongoing issue. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police asking for help locating a missing 14-year-old girl.
Zoe Koch was reported as a runaway and was last seen Saturday night around 9:30 near the area of Kellogg and Washington. Police say Koch is 5 feet 6 inches tall and weighs 115 pounds with short brown hair and hazel eyes. She was last seen wearing gray and green Nightmare Before Christmas pajamas. She is thought to be on foot and possibly has a denim backpack and a cat with her. If you see her or know where she is, the Wichita Police Department is asking residents to call 911. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Republicans have ousted a powerful Kansas lawmaker charged with drunk driving from his leadership job. The move against Kansas Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop of Wichita last Friday followed the release of a document saying that he taunted the highway patrol trooper who arrested him and called the officer Donut Boy. It was the first time in several decades that a Kansas legislative leader's colleagues pushed him out before the end of his or her term. Republican senators voting 22-4 to remove Sullentrop during a 50-minute meeting that was closed to reporters and the public. Senate President Ty Masterson of Andover disclosed the vote afterward.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas tells KNSS News he hopes President Biden takes the opportunity to work with both Democrats and Republicans on the infrastructure bill.
We're spending trillions of dollars that we've got to rein in, and we can't just find one bill after another that does that. So a lot yet for to be determined, and certainly willing to work in a way that gets a bill that would be beneficial to Kansas, but also something our nation can afford.
Senator Moran says that while he realizes our country needs to invest in infrastructure, he thinks the president's bill should be more focused.
Former President Trump had some harsh words for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell at a Republican National Committee donor retreat at his Mar-a-Lago resort in South Florida Saturday.
The remarks focused on positioning Republicans to win back the majority in 2022, but former President Trump reportedly spent several minutes tearing into Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and former Vice President Mike Pence for accepting the results of the Electoral College and certifying President Biden's win. According to reports, Trump referred to McConnell with an expletive, calling him a stone-cold loser, saying a real leader would not have accepted the results, and also slamming McConnell for not defending him during impeachment. He also mocked his wife for resigning her cabinet post after the insurrection. The bad blood comes as a number of incumbents are fighting for re-election, seeking endorsements.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting.
KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Pretty good weekend for Wichita State baseball and softball, and we'll get you highlights coming up in sports.
In Britain, Prince Philip's children paying tribute to their father. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Kansas House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins tells KNSS News he thinks Governor Laura Kelly will veto the concealed carry, reciprocity, and Eddie Eagle gun safety training bills that just passed the House.
She'll look at it really hard. Actually, if you remember, you know, back when she was a senator, she actually voted for some gun bills, but now that she's a governor, she tends not to like those. So I would imagine she'll probably veto those. And well, that's one that we could be in the call of the House for a while.
Dan Hawkins was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS.
In Britain, Prince Philip's children paying tribute to their father. The Queen's husband died Friday at the age of 99. His funeral is set to be held this coming weekend.
In a written message, Princess Anne said of her father's death, "You know it's going to happen, but you're never really ready." She described Prince Philip as her teacher, supporter, and critic. The prince's funeral is to be held on Saturday at Windsor Castle near London. It's expected to be a low-key affair by royal standards. Coronavirus restrictions here mean only 30 people can attend. There'll be no public procession in an effort to discourage crowds. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Prince Harry is expected to attend the funeral, but Buckingham Palace says that Harry's wife, Meghan, who is pregnant, has been advised by her doctor not to travel from the United States.
Two Alabama state senators are proposing a tax to help fund black history in the state.
Part of the statewide property tax goes to fund pensions for Confederate soldiers and their widows. It's the only tax directly tied to the Confederacy, and 1% goes to preserve and operate the state's Confederate Memorial Park in Mountain Creek. But Republican State Senator Clyde Chambliss and Democratic State Senator Bobby Singleton say they want to require Alabama to spend the equal amount of money on black history sites. It's estimated the income generated could be around $500,000 for each purpose. Chambliss tells a local newspaper it's important for the state to remember the good and bad. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Okay, traffic this morning. We've got a traffic accident. This is on I-235. You'll want to watch out. Northbound I-235 between 13th and Zoo Boulevard. A traffic accident reported there between 13th and Zoo on I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Monday. How we doing?
It's Monday morning, and we are blowing and going here. Steve and Ted in the morning. We're going hard. It's a great weekend. Beautiful weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I feel like Mondays usually don't sting as much, you know, especially after, you know, like you said, it really was a great weekend. You know, it was, you know, pretty mild on Saturday. Once the clouds cleared, lots of sunshine all the way into Sunday. And yesterday was pretty warm. It almost felt like a really nice summer day. Wichita,
oh, yeah,
getting up to 83 degrees. But, Steve, you know, I'm talking about how great the weekend was weather-wise. Now, I unfortunately have to discuss some changes with everybody out there because we're actually going to see a 20-degree drop in our high temperatures compared to where we were yesterday. So I just mentioned Wichita, 83 for a high Sunday. Today, 63 for a high. Comfortably cool out there, but a big difference compared to how we ended our weekend. Partly cloudy skies, mostly cloudy at times, and we've got a northerly breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Winds should not be as strong as what we experienced last week, though, but it's going to be enough to cool those highs down quite a bit. Partly cloudy skies tonight after sundown. We'll drop down to a low of 37 degrees, waking up chilly early tomorrow morning with lighter north winds at 5 to 15. Clouds continuing to stream in once we get into our Tuesday. So increasing clouds, that's going to lead to an increasing chance of rain as well. Only at 10% for your Tuesday. And chances by Wednesday, still not really looking all that great, although going up to 20%. And we'll also see our highs down into the 50s by midweek.
Getting a Thursday, and especially by Friday, still looking at cool highs in the 50s. Rain showers looking more likely by the time we get to the end of the week. Drying out over the weekend, and once that happens, we'll also gradually see our highs rebound back closer to normal into the 60s. All right, currently right now we're at 47 degrees. Got a mostly cloudy sky with a north wind at 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 28. This is giving us a wind chill of 40 degrees. So just grab the jacket before you head out the door, and I think we'll be able to make it through Monday just fine.
Good advice. Thank you, Ron L., the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Stephen, head of the morning now, 7:14 here on this Monday morning. And the family of Father Abel Capon has informed the Catholic Diocese of Wichita that his remains will be returned to Kansas. It was decided that his remains would be interred in a crypt inside the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, which would not only provide a safe and secure location for them, but also allow opportunities for Catholics and many others inspired by his life to be able to visit the priest whose cause for sainthood continues to progress. So you hear that, Ted? You're going to bring the remains to the cathedral downtown. 1993, Father Capon was named a servant of God, which signified that his cause for canonization could begin. His placement in the cathedral will be a temporary location in the event that the church recognizes him as a saint, in which case a dedicated shrine or chapel might be erected to hold his remains and commemorate his life. So this is a development for Father Capon.
Interesting.
Yeah. The process goes forward towards sainthood, huh? All right. Make it 7:15 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. A Rochester, New York man has been charged with setting off explosives in another man's yard and sending letters to neighbors warning that he planned to continue doing it. U.S. Attorney James P. Kennedy Jr.'s office says James Payne is being held at least until a court hearing Tuesday. The 50-year-old was arrested, made an initial court appearance after his home was searched Thursday. A court complaint says residents reported hearing blasts between January 20th and February 2nd. Several residents say they got letters that said the man did not mean to bother them, but he added, "I will keep throwing bombs off in his yard until he pays. Call the cops. They won't catch me." Well, somebody did, and they did.
Yeah.
Throwing bombs into the neighbor's yard. Oh, wait, do you want to talk about, for just a second,
you're talking
about
the neighbor you want.
Yeah. I want to talk a bit about the new stadium because, Ted, you were down there this weekend for that Shocker game, the opening of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, of course, Riverfront Stadium here in Wichita. And, of course, Shocker's got a big victory. Gosh. Almost, what, 7,500 people showed up, right?
Yep. Huge crowd.
Big crowd. And that stadium probably holds, what, 8,000, 9,000 people maybe, you think?
Yeah, depending on how it's configured.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where was your location? You usually go third base.
I was down the left field line.
Okay. Well, how was it? Now, tell me a little bit about that stadium. If we weren't there, you got to be our eyes and ears on this thing. What's it like?
You were the only person that wasn't there. God, everybody was.
You think so?
Running into ton of people.
People you knew, yeah.
It was, as advertised, it was state of the art, it's nice. big wide concourses, nice leg room in my seats, which was very welcome.
There you go. Restrooms updated and
yep,
good,
everything's beautiful. Everything's beautiful and clean and new. And
how about the concessions? Did they take cash? Did they take money?
Nope, no cash.
That's what I was thinking.
It's not a cashless facility. It is a cashless facility.
Okay,
you got to use a debit card or a credit card.
So if you're going to go out, be ready. Yeah. Okay.
And if you forget that, there is a kiosk where you can get a debit card.
Oh, really?
By paying cash.
How about that? Okay. Now, as far as the field itself configuration, the old stadium, of course, you had a pretty cheap right field, about 320.
Only 312 feet because of the train tracks.
Yeah. And the left field was a lot deeper down that way. But is it pretty much so symmetrical now?
Yeah, which, you know, most stadiums are
these days. Okay.
And, you know, they try to basically mimic what big leaguers will be facing in the big leagues.
Yeah.
So you got pretty normal dimensions, standard dimensions now.
So overall,
yeah, not the old 312 down the right field line like there used to be.
So overall, a great experience there, huh, for about 7,500 people.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to getting out there. And, of course, the deal was, too, is that you kind of had a cold breeze coming out of the north.
Yeah.
If you were in the sunshine, it was great. A lot of the stadium, though, was in the shade, and it was pretty chilly in
that time
in
of year.
Shade.
Yeah.
And then, but then I said, you know what? On a 90-degree night in the summer, those seats in the shade are going to be primo.
Yeah.
Those will be nice.
Yeah, right.
So, it's, you know, depending on what time of year you're there, get a different experience. But sure nice. And it's, you know, 30 years overdue. But, hey, we finally got there.
Concessions are good. Good souvenir shop, too, I hope, right?
Yeah, went into the team store. It's nice and big and spacious and got a ton of merchandise. So that's an upgrade as well.
All right. Looking forward to it. To going and seeing what Ted saw this weekend. 7:19 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's sports time now with Ted Woodberg. And tell us about baseball and softball this weekend, right, Ted?
Yep, Wichita State had a good weekend at the expense of Houston. Start out with baseball, where the Shockers were wrapping up a four-game series against Cougars at X Stadium, back at X Stadium after being downtown on Saturday at X Stadium yesterday on a Sunday morning, taking on Houston in the series finale, and the Shocks once again were ready to pound the Cougars. Mike Kennedy had the call on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
One ball, two strikes. Bartlett grounds it too short and by the shortstop into shallow left for a base hit. A run is in. Round second heading to third is Gibson. There'll be no play on him. The throw back to the infield gets away from the second baseman. Gibson coming home. The throw to the plate, not in time. Gibson scores and the Shockers lead 2-0 in the first.
And the Shocks were off and running.
1-1. Ground ball down the third baseline. Fair ball right over the bag and down into the corner. Bartlett will score easily. Racing into second, Van Voren turns the corner and holds up there with an RBI double.
You can kind of tell that Houston was ready to go back to Texas. They were not mentally into that game yesterday at all as the Shockers get another win. Wichita State 13, Houston 2, in a game shortened to 6.5 innings because of the conference run rule. Shocks get a four-game sweep in the conference home opening series. Wichita State now on a 7-game winning streak and 11 of their last 12 in the win column. Shockers are in second place in the conference standings. Good weekend. Right across the street at Wilkins Stadium, you had 24th-ranked Wichita State going for a four-game sweep over Houston, and the softball team did as well. 10-7 was the final score yesterday. Four more home runs for the Shockers. They are fourth in the nation in home runs. 9-game winning streak for the softball team. They are in first place atop the conference standings with a record of 28-5 overall. And that'll set up what should be some pretty entertaining coaches show talk tonight. Back-to-back coaches shows. We'll start out with the WSU baseball coaches show with head coach Eric Wedge at 6 o'clock and then softball coach Christy Breadventer at 7 o'clock. Those are on KFH this evening. Let's take a look at the JUCO football action yesterday. Butler Community College on the road at Dodge City. Butler was down 14-0 in the second quarter. But once they got the spigot turned on, it was all Butler after that, outscoring Dodge 56-7 in the final three quarters. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game on KFH.
Here's the snap, and it's blocked. It's blocked into the end zone, recovered by the Grizzlies. Darius Lassiter for a touchdown. So block punt, and Lassiter picks it up and scores in the end zone.
The Grizzlies sold out to the block on the two previous punts, didn't get it. This time they put a return man deep. They say that it was Ian McSwain with the block.
Boy, if ever a team needed a shot in the arm, and that's the Grizzlies, a block punt, their first of the year.
Butler wins it 56-21, first win of the season for the Butler football team. And in Major League Baseball yesterday, the Kansas City Royals score runs in the 8th, 9th, and 10th innings and come back to beat the White Sox on the road, 4-3 in 10 innings. The Royals split two games in Chicago. Now the Royals are home tonight, beginning of a 10-game homestand at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the first-place Los Angeles Angels. We'll join that one in progress after the Shocker Coaches Show tonight at 8 o'clock on KFH. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Global warming and beer shortages predicted. That's on the way. Traffic and weather also. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.